Okay, this is a crazy story I read. Actually, Iridian read it first for me and said, we got to talk about this. Tekendra Parmar joins us now, tech features editor at Business Insider. Tekendra, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This story involves someone spending so much of their money, an entire inheritance. Her name is Cindy White, and can you explain what she spent it on?
Yes. So what she spent it on is something called TikTok Live Matches. They're colloquially known as TikTok Battles. And what this is a fast-paced live streaming game where influencers compete against each other to see whose fans can send them the most money. And what TikTok is doing over here that's making it so addictive, at least according to the researchers that we've spoken to, is they're using design patterns most commonly found in gambling or online video games that are often associated with addictive behavior, and using that in a game where fans are, the way you win is by sending your favorite TikToker as much money as you can.
So wait. It looks like a slot machine or a video game machine, and you're going to lose at those too. But at least sometimes you win at a slot machine. This doesn't even have any of the winning part.
Yeah, I mean, you underscored the point over here, and that's where the second bit of this comes in. A lot of the people that our contributor, Jessica Lucas, spoke to told her that it was the parasocial relationships that they had formed with these influencers that almost acted like they were a televangelist preacher looking for, you know, their small tithe of money to get them going. And they felt as though giving to them was almost their obligation or responsibility. And that's what kept them spending that much money, forgetting how much they were spending, and eventually, you know, forgoing their life savings. Some people said that they, you know, forgot to or just stopped paying their phone bills, racked up massive amount of credit card debts, all to make these influencers happy in their eyes.
So it's something that looks like a slot machine, but in practicality, or at least emotionally for the viewer, it's two televangelists telling you to donate, and you're trying to figure out which religion can donate the most.
Yeah, that's a funny way of summarizing it, but honestly, in some ways, that's a little bit what's going on. And
wow.
I think the question over here is, you know, these design patterns are known to make things more addictive. Whether or not TikTok has a responsibility, of course, that's a complicated question, right? Because on one hand, these are money-making companies. For a long time, we've known social media companies make their products addictive. You know, there's that famous quote from a congressional testimony about Facebook being as addictive as cigarettes. But in this case, it's unique because most of the time, social media companies are making themselves addictive in order to grab your attention for longer so they can serve up advertisements to you. In this case, it's very different. They're asking for your money quite directly. And TikTok is making a big cut out of it. They're taking 50% of the earnings from the influencers themselves. Obviously, they're taking a cut of whatever the people are spending on the platform. For example, in order to spend money on the platform, you have to turn your real-world dollars into something called TikTok coins, which, you know, obviously TikTok is making money over there. And then they're making money from the gifts that these influencers are making, because the influencers, you know, they might be making $300,000 in a live stream.
What?
But TikTok's taking about $150,000 of that.
Sorry, I just puked in my mouth a little bit. They are making, some of these folks, $300,000 in a stream?
Yeah. Some of these folks, top influencers, can make as much as that. We're in the wrong business, aren't we?
We are. What am I doing? Iridian is on TikTok. Well, I'm on TikTok, too. I won't say I'm not. But Iridian, please help me become this person, if you don't mind. Any WGN listeners that want to donate money, I mean, you can just call Iridian right now and fork over your credit card, and we'll pay for me. Tekendra, we'll get you on there as well. Okay.
Use of that money.
Yeah, you would think that, yeah, right. You would think that, okay, these are praying, I don't want to say praying, because like you're saying, these are people that know what's going on. They're giving up their money voluntarily, that this would affect young people. But as this story shows, sometimes it's lonely folks who are older, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the real crux of the issue here is oftentimes the people that are less hip to how design patterns are inducing a certain behavior are people that might not be internet natives. And on the other hand, there's the factor that, you know, in order to play this game, you have to have some form of income. And usually young people don't have an inheritance lying around to spend on. But, you know, if you're in your 50s and mama just passed away and left you her house, you know, you might have the cash to spend on this.
Yeah. How much did this woman end up going through? I had said earlier it was her life savings. I'm glad to find out it was, quote unquote, just an inheritance. But how much money are we talking about?
Yeah, just you know, close to $25,000, more than $25,000 she'd spent on the platform itself. You know, this is someone who I don't think comes from that much money, liquid asset wise. This was a very significant number for them.
On the other side of it, now that there's been a story written about it, and I don't know, is she still spending on this? Is this truly an addiction that for some people needs to be broken, like many other addictions?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not just her. Our story covered a bunch of people with the same issue. There are a lot of people on Reddit and even TikTok itself talking about how addictive they find TikTok battles and what it's doing to them. So like I said, there are people who told us they racked up credit card debt in order to give money to influencers. They stopped paying their phone bills in order to give money to influencers. Whether or not this person themselves is still doing this, who can say? You know, you'd have to ask the reporter that, or you'd have to you know, call them up. But, you know, this is a much larger problem than just a single person.
Yeah, I think it is, and it speaks to a larger issue, not only the financial things, but when a social media platform becomes your family in a way. And that may seem so absurd to some people, but I know it's a reality for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, you should think back to the pandemic and how alone people were stuck back in their homes. Oftentimes, the communities they built on social media were the closest thing they had to human contact. And, you know, social media companies are aware of this and, you know, use it to their advantage. They know that these communities are going to keep people coming back, keep people spending on their platform, keep eyeballs on, and you know that's what makes it in this particular case quite tragic.
For sure. DeKendra, I'm out of time. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Have me back anytime.
From Insider. I'm going to publish this article on my Facebook page. You can leave me a tip there if you'd like. Don't do that.